This is the Inland Journal from Spokane Public Radio. I'm Doug Nadvornik. The biggest chunk of the Spokane County budget, about three-fourths, goes for criminal justice. Your tax money pays to put deputies on the streets, for detectives who investigate crimes, for jailers and nurses to oversee inmates in the jail, for the prosecutors, public defenders, and judges who try cases in the courts. Spokane County Commissioner Al French says the criminal justice budget is relatively stable, yet there are still significant challenges. The jail population is about double of what Spokane's 35-year-old facility was built to handle. In a few minutes, we'll talk with Al French about the debate over a new jail and other issues related to criminal justice. But first, there's a new program just up and running in Spokane aimed at reducing that jail population. It's focused on the people who can't afford to post bail.
When bail was actually created, it was supposed to be set in an amount that the accused could pay.
That's Robin Steinberg, the CEO of a nonprofit organization known as the Bail Project.
The theory was if the amount was the correct amount somebody could pay, it would give them some skin in the game, right? Because their money would be at stake, and that would be the incentive for them to come back to court.
Instead, she says many jurisdictions set bail at such high amounts that many people can't pay, so they sit in court until trial. Those who do have their lives put on hold. Many lose their jobs and their housing, and their families are thrown into disarray. Spokane County says three-fourths of the inmates in the county jail fit into the pretrial category. This is not a Spokane-specific situation. More than 10 years ago, advocates in the Bronx, New York, decided to create a revolving fund that would provide bail for low-level defendants so they could go back into the community and continue their lives while they wait for trial. Steinberg says it proved so successful that those advocates wanted to know if the idea would work elsewhere.
Last January, we launched the Bail Project, which is our national effort to scale what we learned at the revolving fund at the Bronx Freedom Fund into a national not-for-profit organization that will scale across the country, providing bail relief to tens of thousands of people.
The Lilac City is becoming the 11th Bail Project site in the nation. Daryl McAdoo has been leading the effort to set it up here.
This was not a site that was originally on our radar, but group of community leaders from Spokane were already thinking about starting their own bail fund, and they went to visit one of our sites in Louisville. I happened to meet them there, and we connected.
Eventually, a partnership was born. On Friday, McAdoo and a handful of other Bail Project employees, including Angel Tommy O'Sam, gathered in the lobby of the Spokane County Jail.
Today we are waiting in the jail for some folks, our clients, that we have interviewed and decided to bail them out of jail. They are folks who would otherwise not be able to afford bail to get out and fight their case from the outside.
Of the four people released, one is a young Native American woman who had a warrant out for her arrest. Tommy O'Sam says the woman is getting her life together and working toward her GED. Another is a college student from Yakima who came to Spokane for the holidays and wound up arrested in a family dispute. One by one, they emerge. They're offered lunch and a few other simple creature comforts. McAdoo and others tell them the story about the Bail Project and why they were chosen. Angel Tommy O'Sam holds the title of Bail Disruptor. She identifies potential clients in the jail, interviews them, makes arrangements for them to be taken home, and helps with other life-related details. This work is personal for her. Tommy O'Sam was herself once incarcerated. Now she's a community activist who believes jail is not an effective way to help troubled people overcome their problems.
You know, add the overcrowding, and, you know, being away from friends and family and your community and away from resources, you know, there's really not much you can do, you know, especially if you're set with these issues, you know, substance abuse or homelessness, you know. This isn't a remedy for either one of those.
Sam and her fellow bail disruptor Sabrina Ryan will apply Bail Project rules that govern which people they choose for whom to post bail. Those rules are explained here by Daryl McAdoo.
Are you having a problem with coming up with the money yourself? Is your bail low enough to where we can pay it and then it does not cause a substantial financial burden for our revolving fund. And then three, do you have contact information that we can verify and give us some type of sense that you are willing and desire to come back to court?
McAdoo and Bail Project CEO Robin Steinberg say the project will consider people facing bail of $5,000 or less.
We are looking to make sure that we're identifying people where we have effective ways to notify them of the next court date. We're looking to see whether our bail disruptors and advocates can support people and connect them to voluntary services they may need in the community. We're looking to see what the results on their case outcomes are. Research is pretty clear, and the data from our Bronx Freedom Fund is pretty clear, that when somebody gets bail paid, their case dispositions wind up being much more positive, and that leads to more positive life outcomes.
Christina Camcozzi says incarceration is not just a criminal justice issue, it's also a public health issue. Camcozzi is the Empire Health Foundation's liaison to the Bail Project in Spokane.
We want to start going upstream rather than treating the symptoms, so people have a chance to be productive members of society.
Camcozzi says the foundation will help fund some of the community services for Bail Project clients. It will also work with Whitworth University to help track their lives during the time during and after their court cases are resolved to find out whether the bail investments were good ones. The Bail Project expects to become fully operational in Spokane right after the new year.